good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're listening to KCAW Sitka. And you can probably gather from the music that we're here to talk about bicycling. I'm in the studio here with Patrick Williams from Sitka Community Hospital and Ryan Kaufman representing the Sitka School District Live Well program. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Morning. Good morning.
Well, it is National Bike Safety Month, and so there's a lot going on in town around riding bikes safely and also riding bikes for physical health and enjoyment. And Ryan, you're here to talk about the exercise component.
Yeah. For one thing, I think that was an excellent segue into listening to that Freddie Mercury song. And I think that you faded out right before we mentioned something about he loves to ride his bicycle while wearing his helmet for excellent physical activity. I'm here just to share a little bit of information and encourage physical activity. And as it comes into, as we roll into springtime, you know, the flowers are popping on the bushes and the birds are singing. And it's also that time of year where you start looking at your bike a little differently. Like, wow, I could ride this in the morning. It's light enough and I could commute to work or school or whichever it may be. And it's a great form of physical activity. And so it ties in with the goals for young people, for students and for adults of getting 60 minutes of physical activity a day. And that can be a really a key component. And when I talk about riding bikes, I'm talking about riding bikes, skateboarding, scootering, rollerblading or inline skating or roller, whatever it may be.
Anything with wheels where you're moving under your own power.
Helmet-worthy activities, yes.
Which brings us into one of your main focuses for this interview this morning, both of you, is bike safety. And that centers quite a bit around helmets.
Of course, unintentional injuries in Sitka, like we brought up a couple of weeks ago in the county health rankings, are a definite need to work on because we're higher than the state average. And bicycle-related injuries are really rough around here because a lot of people do bike and commute, and we encourage that, but we just want people to wear helmets and want people to know it's hip to wear a helmet. It's not something that's you know, ugly or something that's not cool anymore. I think it should be a norm in society, and we hope that all children and all adults, for that matter, can wear helmets from now on and just get out and enjoy the sun like Ryan's promoting, and I get that 60 minutes of physical activity a day and just be safe while doing it.
Well, and Patrick, Sitka Community Hospital, I believe, maybe received a trauma grant for 200 bike helmets.
We did. We had a trauma grant each year. And in order to get this trauma grant, we have to do prevention in the city. And luckily, I had the opportunity to purchase these 200 bike helmets through Sitka Community Hospital and distribute them to places like Keek Gushiheen and at the bike rodeo, which would be this Saturday. And just to help people who cannot either afford a helmet or don't have a helmet, period. And just to have them wear a helmet from now on and just promote safety in general and prevent, you know, traumatizing head injuries from happening.
Well, let's talk a bit about the bike rodeo. That is coming up this Saturday. A lot going on. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, this Saturday, May 3rd, we'll have a bike rodeo in the Sitka Hangar. It's for everyone to show up. You bring your bike and we'll have helmets to give away there. I'm supposed to bring 30 for the first that come that are under age 12 that need a helmet. Just show up, and it's a lot of fun. And this has been my first time there, actually. Ryan's been there a couple of times, and he has a little experience. You want to share a little bit?
Well, the bike rodeo, that's one of my favorite events of the year. And you see lots of kiddos. It's for you know, kids up to age 12, so they bring their bikes out. And right when they arrive, they'll go through, and I'll be working on doing safety checks. So I'll have bike tools out there doing safety checks, looking over the bikes. And you know, some of the things that we encounter in terms of safety when it comes to bikes, there's a lot of rust is a pretty big factor in Sitka, as we all know. We see it on our cars, and sometimes we don't see it or we don't look closely enough at our bikes. There's quite a few kids' bikes out there that need a little bit of love because the brakes are rusted up, they're not working. So we'll do a bike safety check and identify some problem areas that might need to be repaired, or just, you know, lubing bike chains and getting those things a little less squeaky and working the way they should. And then they'll go on to a skills course, and then it's just like this amazing free-for-all of, you know, riding the circle track. And that's out on the tarmac there. So that's all being held at the Coast Guard Air Station. It's sponsored through the Sitka Coast Guard Air Station, Sitka Community Hospital, and Rotary. And it's just it's a fantastic event.
And so, it's all free.
And it's all free.
Starting at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
10 a.m., yeah.
Yep. And, you know, when it comes to bike helmets, you know, one of the things that Patrick and I, we were talking about this morning, like what are some of the barriers to young people wearing helmets? And what he mentioned before is, you know, getting over kind of maybe the look of a bike helmet. And I think the bike helmets, either I'm aging or bike helmets are getting cooler and cooler because they aren't what they used to be. And I remember my first bike helmet, like, you know, gave me like a neck ache. It weighed a ton, and it, yeah. So bike helmets are a lot more comfortable. They look a lot cooler, in my opinion. So that can be a barrier. The looks, the comfort for kids is really important. You want to make sure that it's, you know, not too tight, not too loose. And you want to make sure that fit is good too. And at the bike rodeo, there will be someone there, professional helmet fitter. Usually it's Jeff, but I think he'll be out of town this year. But he's certified or certifiable bike helmet fitter. And
well, that can be a little difficult, especially with kids' helmets. The straps get all twisted around very easily, and you're just really just trying to get it on their head and get it done. And
kids have been known to grow too,
pretty quickly. That happens as well.
So if it fit last year, it might not be fitting quite right this year. So keep that in mind. You know, some of the common mistakes we see is like the bike helmet that's sitting way back, so that the full, you know, full forehead is exposed. And yeah, technically you're wearing a helmet. Is that going to help in a fall? Probably not. You know, you really want to protect your brain and protect your frontal lobe, especially while it's developing so much as a young person. And so making sure that the bike helmet fits well and stays in place is really important.
Well, yeah. I think there might also be this perception that I hear from a lot of kids and adults that, you know, the bike helmets aren't actually going to be helpful in the long run, and that it's highly unlikely you'll get in an accident. And if you do, you probably don't need a bike helmet.
Yeah, it's hard to counter that with some people, because maybe the confidence level. So I know there's quite a few students that I've worked with in the past at the skate park that say, "Oh, I never fall." Never. That's a pretty optimistic word. But traumatic brain injuries are really a horrible thing, and they can have lifelong effects. Of course, there's a student here in Sitka that just recently, in the last month, had a pretty traumatic fall. She was riding and fortunately was wearing a helmet, and that helmet in all likelihood saved her life or saved her brain from some serious injury and lifelong effects. So it does happen. It can happen, and it's hard to know when. It might not even be that particular rider's fault. You know, it could be an interaction with a vehicle or a slick road surface. There's things that are beyond our control, and a helmet is a really small piece of insurance to save our brains. Our brains are quite possibly the most important part of our body.
Yeah, definitely. And one good thing about Sitka is we're a bike-friendly community, so we have a lot of areas to ride safely, and a lot of people know that there are bikers on the road. So just be aware and wear your helmet. I think in general, since we have that bike-friendly community logo, we should definitely look out for our bikers and just treat them with respect. And I think in general, we could all have fun outdoors. And now that summer's here, why not get out, put that helmet on, and be safe while you're at it?
Well, so there's the bike rodeo on Saturday. Then on Wednesday, May 7th, it's National Bike to School Day. Mm-hmm. And Pacific High School Bike Shelter dedication that day as well. There are a lot of other things going on. Any other activities you'd like to highlight?
Well, yeah, definitely. And I think it's May 8th and the 9th. We're going to Keet Gusheen from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This is only for Keet, but we're going to give out bike helmets to those that need bike helmets there and do a little bit of education within the school system there and just talk about the safety in general. And it should be a fun time. I'm looking forward to it. We've worked a lot with a lot of the different counselors and the students there, and hopefully we can just promote safety and have a lot of fun in that. And also on May 17th is the 30th annual Julie Hughes Triathlon. We have a lot of bikers show up for that event because it's a bike, swim, and run. And want to make sure all bikers there get their bike checked before they check in and make sure everything's working correctly. And that's an event hosted by the Baranoff Barracudas and Sitka Cancer Survivors Society. So we hope that everybody can show up for that. But be safe while you're doing it. Make sure you wear a safe helmet and come by that bike rodeo on the 3rd. So we can make sure you have a correct helmet and it fits correctly, and it's ready to go for that triathlon on the 17th.
Okay.
And just to touch on a little bit more, I mentioned earlier about the physical activity aspect. We're just wrapping up the second session of the Healthy Futures Challenge, and that's at Keet Gusheen and at Baranoff. And that's a program where students have the opportunity to log their daily physical activity with the goal of getting 30 minutes of physical activity outside of school. So that combined with their PE class, ideally they're getting 60 minutes of physical activity. And they write in their logs and in their journals what they're doing to be active. And I see bike riding a lot. It's just a great way for young people to get out and have some freedom to explore and learn and stuff. But just making sure that that when they're doing that, they're being safe. I also want to give a big thanks and appreciation to Doug Osborne for his help and involvement with this, and also Charles Bingham for collaborating and putting all, you know, kind of getting all of these bicycle-related efforts in one place. So thank you so much, Charles and Doug. And
yeah, well, speaking of which, there are some other things going on too, but we don't have time to go through them. But where can people access a list of the events for May?
That's a good question. I think it might be at the bottom of that sheet there, at the URL there.
Okay, so sitkacycling.wordpress.com.
I believe it. May
is National Bike Month, and there's a whole list at sitkacycling.wordpress.com of events happening in Sitka.
And feel free to give me a call at